The police have registered more than 200 cases in the capital, Dhaka, alone, and most of the more than 200,000 accused in them are unnamed. Critics say this could allow officers to arrest people indiscriminately as the crackdown against those allegedly involved in the protest continues. The strife led to at least 147 deaths, according to government data. However, the students who were at the center of the struggle say more than 266 people died in the violence. Tens of thousands of students took to the streets earlier this month against a 30% quota in government jobs, which critics said benefited Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's supporters. The quotas have since been drastically reduced after the country's Supreme Court intervened. But reports say the situation in Bangladesh remains tense. The police continue to conduct raid against those it accuses of inciting violence. That includes students as well as members of the opposition parties. Mobile internet services were restored in Bangladesh over the weekend after an 11-day blackout, but students are threatening to ramp up their agitation once again, demanding the government to free youth leaders who've been arrested. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.